Good morning.
Good morning.
In western Pennsylvania, we call a day like this partly sunny. So I want to look again at three things, just one this morning out of these three things, the things that pull us towards sin in preparation for our confession of sin, using again J.I. Packer from his little book called God's Words. And those three things are the world, the flesh, and the devil. And last week we talked about the devil, this most despicable guy who is a fallen angel and who pulls us away by craft, by fear, by tempting us away from our Savior Jesus Christ. And this week we want to talk about the world. And here's what Packer has to say there. The word "the world" is often used to denote sinful mankind, solidly given to unrighteousness and ungodliness, and solidly hostile to the truth and the people of God. This sometimes we use the word worldliness, and that's what Packer's talking about, worldliness. Here's what Packer continues to say. Christians must not love the world, nor allow themselves to grow to like it. To swim with the stream and be ruled by the spirit of the world is easy and tempting. And I mention that especially to young people, where peers try to pull you in a certain direction. Let's read that again. To swim with the stream and be ruled by the spirit of the world is easy and tempting, but Christians must in no account let themselves do this, for worldliness is the starkest unfaithfulness to God. James states it this way, don't you know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Now, what does this worldliness mean? Well, it means those things that pull us away from Christ that we get our hearts set on. That can be material things. It can be status. It can be fame or fortune. All those things can draw us into what the scriptures call worldliness. And we have to be reminded that those things of the world pass away. The scriptures tell us that over and over again, that those things that we sometimes focus on, that we become so closely content with, are things that will not last. I practice law, and a lot of times I do estates, people die, and their worldly goods then, in many cases, are sold in an auction. And I've come to those auctions, and I know those people and how attached they were to those things that they had accumulated. And then, you know, it gives you pause, because there in one day, all those things are dispersed and sold away. All those things that they accumulated and were, they had their hearts set on in many cases, sometimes rightly, sometimes wrongly, those things are gone, sold away. And that's a good reminder for us when we get too attached to the things of this world. Now, Packer also points out, I think this is an important point, that worldliness means yielding to the spirit that animates fallen mankind. And it does. We want to avoid this mistake, he said, of believing that the use and enjoyment of created things is wrong. That's not what the scripture says. We are allowed to have the things of this world, but we can't get our hearts set on them. We can't make them into idols. We can't be consumed by the things of this world. That is worldliness. But enjoying the things that God provides to us is right and proper. And you know, the Christian church has always had trouble with this issue over the years. It is sometimes it's going into monasticism where you try to separate yourself, live an austere life, nothing, you have nothing, you dress in clothes that are uncomfortable and you flagellate yourself and so forth. No, that is avoiding the things of this world, but it's another kind of error. We are to enjoy the good gifts that God has given us. And our Amish friends also have made this mistake of separating themselves as much as they can completely from the world. No, we are to live in the world. We are to proclaim the gospel to the world, but we're not to be of that world. So that's what the scripture tells us, and that's what Packer is emphasizing here. Now let's end with this prayer from Titus. Titus is always hard to find here. He's a little guy after Timothy. All right, there we go. Let's pray through this scripture here. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, godly lives in the present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purify for himself a people for his own possession who are zealous for good works. Declare these things, exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no one disregard you. Amen.